internet traffic travel when you're stuck between these fat asses. AZD and G Money, the Big Fat Nation.
Welcome, everybody, to a new episode for the season finale of the Fat versus Food series. It is Christmas Eve, December 24th, 2015, and we're out here on the side of Deer Road. I'm AZD. I'm joined by my partner, Mr. G Money.
I am G Money, and it's fascinating we have a season finale. I don't even think we had a season opener, but it's nice to know that we have a season finale.
Yeah. It's the end of the year, our season finale episode. We wanted to squeeze one more episode in to the series before we end. So we're here on Derry Road, and we're at a place called Tiki Tiki Thai, and it's actually the same Thai place you're thinking of, but by a different name. G, can give us the history a little bit.
Well, I asked the establishment's new owners, and they say that they had purchased it from the former owners, who happened to be leaving back to the homeland of Thailand. So they have taken it over. They have a couple other places here on the island, one called Pad Thai over in Lahaina. So they've taken over this place right on Derry Road.
Right. So we decided to come here and use this as our season finale place. We kind of are fond of Asian food. And Thai food is also on the arsenal of places that make great, great stir fries and soups and all that kind of stuff. So what we've never done before is do a post food pod.
A post-show analysis of the cuisine.
Right. So you're probably hearing this. If you're hearing this right now, it is probably attached to our article. Yes. That is on MyoWatch.com. So we just want to give you a synopsis out of our own mouths real quick of how we enjoyed, if we did, right. Tiki Tiki Thai.
Absolutely. It's what we have is empty mouths and full bellies at this point. And should we divulge or should we keep it a secret as far as the audio goes? Even though I know it's attached, should we be telling people how good this place is or how bad this place is?
Well, let's give them a synopsis. Let's summarize. Right. I mean, we don't need to go into detail,
right,
but we can go into a little bit of...
Walmart.
You're way off,
you're
honey
way
girl.
Off. You got to go all the way down, further down. Way down. It's by Harley Davidson. You have to keep going until you see Harley Davidson on your left.
Yeah.
All right. Interrupted by frickin' tourists.
Yeah, we're here with a big signs on our back that say, ask us for directions.
That's correct. Frickin', we have big signs on the back that say, locals only. So they assume.
So if you overheard that conversation, Tiki Tiki Thai and Walmart is frickin' far.
Far away.
Something that I would not be walking myself.
That's correct, sir. Neither would I. But anyway, getting back to the point.
Back to the program before we were rudely interrupted.
Uh-huh.
Beach. Can't you see we're recording here? Frank, this is our season finale, for Christ's sake. Anyway, we're summarizing the experience here at Tiki Tiki Thai, and I'll hand it over to G.
Well, let me give you an overview here. Thai food is one of my favorite cuisines out there. I have grown up with it. My father is also very much a Thai aficionado, and I grew up enjoying Thai food. We went in here today to Tiki Tiki Thai. I'm not sure if my partner is as familiar with Thai food as I am, but I think that he believes it has the same tropes as Chinese food, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Chinese is my guiding light,
right.
for Asian cuisine.
I think what you meant was guiding right.
Well, I could say guiding rice.
Right. Well, Thai is actually, it may be akin to Chinese, but the flavors are far different. They're light. They're fresher, they're even hotter, very much as in spice-wise. Very good stuff. We just to give you an example of the things that we had drunken noodles, which is a basil-based noodle dish. Absolutely delicious. We had a wonderful Massaman curry, which is a yellow curry with chicken and potatoes, hot, fresh, and nice and creamy, especially on a winter's day. We also had what I judge every single Thai food restaurant by is their Tom Yum Goon, which is, of course, the shrimp soup or the Filipino. It's a Thai version of the Filipino dish sinigang. So that is very good as well. So that gives us a better overview of what to expect. It's a very lemongrass-based dish. They use the lemongrass in a lot of dishes. Lemongrass and basil are two of the biggest ingredients in Thai cuisine. So
yeah, it was pretty good. I think G was right. The stuff I ordered was substandard. But the stuff that G ordered, when G ordered, he ordered the signature Thai items.
Correct, sir.
Which did live up to its name. I did like those items better than the items because I was thinking, I'm thinking Chinese food in my head.
Right, exactly. You're thinking
and Thais do not do Chinese well.
No, they do not. They do Thai. food places do Thai food well.
that's what we learned in this lesson today.
Absolutely. If there was one negative thing that we could say, is that although the dishes were good, it was definitely pricey. It was one of those. It's more of a treat than a constant. Every day or every week kind of visit.
Yeah. So it's something that you have to put away for every month.
Right. As a matter of fact, this show will be starting up in March of next year just to recoup the funds that were spent at the end of this year.
Yeah. Well, we had to actually pull out all the stops for our season finale.
Yes, we did. Yes.
Hey, it's Vince Hollywood. another freaking interruption to our podcast over here. That's Mr. Vaudeville.
Wow, that's Mr. Vaudeville. We can't go anywhere without being noticed.
Yeah. Well, two fat guys outside a restaurant is pretty obvious.
It absolutely is. That's a precarious position to be in.
Well, before we get more interrupted, we'll let the rest of the review speak for itself.
Absolutely, we should. We'll do that. Please read the review. I hope you guys enjoy them. Big Fat Nation gives you fat versus food. Hope you guys enjoy the review. It should be coming up. Oh, if you're listening to this, it's already up. Just read it. Don't just listen to it. All right?
Yeah. It's more detailed in the writing for sure. But anyway, we want to wish you a happy holidays. Thanks for supporting the Big Fat Nation and MayaWatch.com. G, any final words?
No, I don't know where Kmart is.
Get out of here. Well, thanks for joining us on the Fat versus Food. We got more of this coming up in 2016. An honest, no bullshit, because it's a podcast. We can say
that.
Oh,
wow. You went there.
We went there.
I try to keep it as clean as possible.
Yeah. Right. This is not broadcast. We can do Showtime HBO style.
All right. This is the Game of Thrones Sopranos edition.
Absolutely. Well, we'll see you guys in 2016. Thanks for your support and Merry Christmas.
And thanks for listening to the Big Fat Effin' Nation. Is that good though?
Yeah. Yeah, that was rated G. Pun intended. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
You are listening to the